Welcome to Talks from the Bible. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Genesis 2:7. The difference between man and the animals which God created was that man was made in our image, after our likeness. Genesis 1:26. Man in the creation was made to be an eternal being as God is. When man dies, there will be a separation of body and spirit. Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. Ecclesiastes 12:7. Death is explained as the separation of body and spirit. For as the body without the spirit is dead. James 2:26. The Bible speaks to the dual nature of man as being that which dies and that which is renewed. But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. 2 Corinthians 4:16. The writer continues to speak of our created nature. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. 2 Corinthians 5:1. This earthly life is described as a tabernacle which shall be discarded. Knowing this shortly, I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ hath showed me. 2 Peter 1:14. As this earthly house becomes dilapidated with the passing of time, we move toward the time that we must move out. One of the friends of Job, who came to discuss his very difficult situation, spoke of our dwelling in houses of clay, whose foundation is in the dust, which are crushed before the moth. Job 4:19. Those who are converted to Jesus Christ are taught, let not sin reign in your mortal body. Romans 6:11. In the discussion of the resurrection of the body, our body is spoken of as mortal and corruptible. 1 Corinthians 15:53. Our mortality means that we will die, and our time upon the earth will end. We live this life in our mortal flesh, 2 Corinthians 4:11. This means that we are in a constant state of decay, which means that ultimately we will die. But God has breathed into this earthly house the breath of life. Even in death, our hope in Christ is that this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, this mortal shall have put on immortality. Then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death shall be swallowed up in victory. 1 Corinthians 15:54. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.